I know that it's very popular out there in the business world to champion seriousness and workaholism and grinding and hustling, but there is often not a discussion around balancing that out with fun.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here. Welcome back to superfastbusiness.com. Today, I've got a question for you. Are you having enough fun? One thing I've noticed when I'm coaching people, especially at a high level, is that when I do an onboarding diagnostic, I ask them to rate various aspects of their life from 0 to 10. And a common one that comes back with a low number is that they have fun or any kind of play or activity that's exciting. And I think that's such a shame. I know that it's very popular out there in the business world to champion seriousness and workaholism and grinding and hustling, but there is often not a discussion around balancing that out with fun. You know that I've been speaking about the importance of sleep several times on this podcast. I've even had a sleep expert come along and talk about that. We've done infographics on the topic. But today I really want to challenge you to incorporate fun into your schedule. So why is it important? Well, I'm pretty sure that if you have fun, you're going to be a nicer person to be around. You will be able to operate your business in a more effective way because it's exhilarating for you and you're recharged for it. You'll probably even live longer. I'm sure there's some science around that if I would look that up. There's a lot of quotes on the topic. In every real man, a child is hidden that wants to play. That was Friedrich Nietzsche. So what am I talking about here? I'm talking about breaking up that boredom and stop being so serious. Do something that makes you smile. Have something that you look forward to that makes you laugh. That when your head touches that pillow at night, you're really dreaming and looking forward of this fun thing that's coming up. And when you wake up in the morning, you don't need an alarm clock and you don't have a hangover feeling of overtiredness because you're excited about the thing that you're going to do today. I actually build in fun to my daily routine. So how do we do this? We think about things that we would do if we didn't have to work, for example. If you just had every day to yourself, which is a great position that a lot of entrepreneurs can get to, and I've experienced a lot more time freedom over the last few years, what is it that you actually gravitate towards? What would you do if you weren't getting paid for it and it didn't matter? I'll give you a couple of ideas. You might be looking at things like PlayStation, surfing, cycling, going to the gym, visiting places, the theme parks or zoos. Maybe you do skiing or water sports or mountain sports, boat trips, jet skis. Maybe you like to go to the movies during the week. Imagine that, during a week between 9 to 5, going to the movies or visiting a comedy show. These are all examples of things that you might do, but it could be anything. It could be rock climbing or origami. But the point is, it's something you can do where you can immerse yourself into it. You enjoy it. You look forward to it. You're passionate about it. You might look up what's coming down the line for it. You might anticipate, you know, the new things coming along. Maybe you're a Lego collector and you like the new release coming out and you're excited about it. It's very important to have that. And most successful people that I know could do with a little more fun in their life. Dr. Seuss even said, adults are obsolete children. Isn't that sad? So here's my tip. Today I want you to do a fun audit on yourself. Like between 0 and 10, score how much fun you're having. And if the number is not at least a 5 or a 6, why don't you incorporate it into your schedule? Put it in your diary as fun and do something that's not work-related, that is nothing to do with grinding or hustling or getting another deal or finding more traffic. And I know that that might be counter to what you hear in the market from some of the supposed gurus, but why is it that those gurus seem to be, you know, kind of boring in the end? They've got black sunken eyes and they're living lives that I really wouldn't want to replace myself with. So if you want to have more fun, be around more fun people. So let's get that fun level up. Whatever it is today, you know, assuming it's not already a 10, and hopefully it is, and that'd be awesome. See if you can dial up your fun factor a few notches and perhaps leave a comment where you've seen this podcast at superfastbusiness.com. The title of this episode is called Not Enough Fun, and I'd love to get your feedback. Are you having enough fun? What sort of suggestions do you have for having more fun? Have you done a transition or a transformation in your own life that resulted in you doing something every day or at least every week that has made your life richer? For me, obviously, surfing. I am a different person since I took up that sport and I love it. And that's what I'm going to go and do right now. So thank you so much for listening to Superfast Business. And if you'd like to hang around more fun people, check out the Superfast Business community at superfastbusiness.com/membership. And we will be able to help you have a little more fun in that group as well. Take care.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.